The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I was a soldier, then a veteran, a husband, and a father. And with my VA home loan, I'm a homeowner. No down payment required and no PMI. Build your future with the VA home loan. Get what you earned. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for this hyper amount of benefits mentioned here.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings. It's Farrell on the bench. I believe in whipped cream with everything.
All right, Farrell on the bench from La 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 Lipstick City. Ayaya, Shadube. We welcome our radio affiliates to the show. SiriusXM, Mightier 1090 in San Diego near Tijuana. Do you want it? That's ESPN Radio down there, 1090. Sports Map, Sports Byline, Armed Forces Radio. All right, we're doing the Carver High Sheet of Integrity.
How about Scotty? We've got Aaron Donald to win the MVP at 14-1. I think he's going to have a good game. The Bengals kicker, McPherson, over 8.5 points, and Burrow to run for 15-plus yards, plus 250. That's what I'm talking about. Van Jefferson with his longest catch being over 17.5 yards. I like Beckham to score a touchdown at plus 125. And Tyler Boyd, Scotty, going for plus 230. How about that? The sheet of integrity.
So you think Tyler Boyd's going to catch a touchdown. You like that price. I like that. I actually love Boyd, and I think they don't throw to him enough as a decoy in a post. They use the tight end so much. They use Mixon so much. They use Higgins so much. They use Chase so much. They just don't use Boyd enough for me. I hope he catches a touchdown. I feel like Beckham on the other side is a way better opportunity at that price because I think he's going to be catching touchdowns and being involved in it. The Jefferson thing, I mean, to throw to him once for 18 yards is what you're hoping for there. I'm not really feeling it. Aaron Donald win the MVP. Love the odds. Don't like his chances to be the MVP of the Super Bowl, to be honest with you, unless he has 5 sacks. McPherson, over 8.5, Burrow, 15-plus rushing yards. I love that at a 250. I think that's a nice bet.
They kick a lot of field goals.
He's going to kick a field goal. And I think Burrow will run for 15 yards.
When you need an expert,
there's not that many places to turn.
Lucky for you,
we're one of them.
Any boob can flip a coin, but we give you actionable insights and perspectives on daily sporting events. Keep listening, keep winning. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
All right, Farrell back in L.A. at the Super Bowl. I don't know what it is about these people. They just continue. What do you mean, you people? They keep setting me up with all these players that play against, my Steelers. I mean, this guy, Eric Metcalf, he's another one. He's another one they bring in here. Some guy playing for the Cleveland Browns. I mean, I got the guy from the Ravens. I mean, it's just one after the next. I mean, Forsett they bring in here. Now they bring in Metcalf. Is there anything else they're going to do to me? Listen, I'm a Steeler fan. I've had about enough of you Cleveland Browns players and all those Raven players. I mean, I know you're a badass, Eric Metcalf, but don't be creeping up in here on me like you're going to start talking bad about my Steelers.
I'm not going to talk bad. I don't even have to talk bad about them because I know what I did to them. You know?
Oh, the humanity.
I can actually say that I got a coach fired.
Oh, really?
How many players have you had on here who can say that?
Well, tell me the story.
You know, October, 24th, 1993, two punt returns. Special teams coach got to go.
You got to go because you went off on him.
Went off on him and won the game with two special teams touchdowns.
You know, they did a lot of that recently. Like the Niners special teams coach had a bad day. He woke up and got that call because of what the Niners did to them in that game at Lambeau.
Green Bay, yes. The Green Bay, yeah. That's, you know, which means that special teams are important, right?
Well, of course it is.
When you look at it, people don't think about how important special teams are. They think offense, defense, and they forget about the third phase of the game, which is unfortunate.
I mean, the third phase of the game is gigantic because the Super Bowl could come down to, Gay or McPherson field goal. It could come down to that at the end of regulation or in overtime. And then, you know, punts, kickoffs. It is huge, and people ignore that fact. I think people also ignore the games won in the trenches.
Oh, definitely, and I think that's what gives the Bengals a chance. If they can run the ball. If they can run the ball on the Rams, they have a chance. If they can't.
Do you think Mixon will be able to run the ball against them?
You know, I don't know. I mean, we watched the 49ers do it and do it well, especially in the regular season, and they did it well. I think Cincinnati has an opportunity to go out there and do it, but I just don't want to see them drop back and try to pass every play because we saw what happened when they played the Titans and the Rams defensive line is better.
Yeah, you know, well, I actually think the Titans pass rush, that front four is better.
Really?
I think that Donald's a badass and Vaughn, and I'll give you Floyd, but I think all four of those dudes coming at you, they sacked him 9 times and they still won the game. But I've been hearing how bad the Bengals offensive line is now for the last 4 weeks as they're playing in the Super Bowl.
Right, that's true. And I mean, like when you talk about them doing it against the Titans, They got sacked 9 times, but you can't account for the fact that the other quarterback's going to throw it back to you 3. And so,
listen,
and so that's how they lost the game. But, this, you know, they're a resilient team. They're a young team that they don't care about anything that's happened in the past. And I think they feel good about their situation.
What? How about that hat you got? Can we at least show the hat to people how pimping that is?
You know.
I mean, honestly, if you can even put it on top, see if it's like, snap. I mean, you could be.
I mean,
that is just fantastic.
This is what I do. I think that thing is
fantastic. So when you were, you played it in Austin at Texas. My man BJ did too. Brian Jones, you know Brian, cool
sure.
dude.
Yeah.
He never stops talking to me about Texas football. What was
never
it like?
Never stops talking.
He never stops talking. Great guy though. What a trip he is.
Well, you know, it was a great time playing in Texas. I mean, I had fun. If I had to do it all over again, I'm definitely going to Austin because I had a great time playing football. The only thing I did not enjoy was the fact that in 4 years, I only won 24 games.
Yeah.
And that's terrible for a Texas football team. So I never got to win the conference. I never beat Texas A&M. I never beat Oklahoma. Never played in the Cotton Bowl. Only thing I did was forge friendships. Had a great time at the university and went to the first round.
Did you... what did your reaction when they were going to go with Oklahoma to the SEC? What do you think of that? Because I'm a Big 12 guy. I was a Big 8 guy. They ruined all that, and then they ruined the Big 12, and now they ruined it even more.
Can we do this? First of all, Oklahoma is going with us to the SEC.
Fair enough. I mean, fair enough. They both screwed the Big 12.
Well, they did, but we all know it's
about money. You got to make money.
It's about money, and that's the way to do it because they'll go there, they'll form a super conference, and which I'm sure there are going to be a lot more of those coming around, and everybody's about making money. But the only thing about that is now they got to worry about these players because these players are going to be trying to jet up out of there if somebody can get him more money.
Right. Well, that's obvious. What did you think of, your whole career and you never played in Seattle? You played everywhere, but you didn't play where you probably wanted to.
No, I didn't want to.
You didn't want to play at home?
No.
Why not?
I have never been a Seahawks fan.
Really?
No. Born and raised in Seattle. Never been a Seahawks fan.
Well, who did you root for as a kid?
I was a Charger. You see, when I was a kid, the Seahawks weren't even in existence. So they didn't come around till 1977. The very first game the Seahawks ever played in 1977 was against the St. Louis Cardinals,
right,
who happened to be playing for them.
And I remember the Cardinals.
Terry Metcalf.
Your dad.
So day one, I don't like the Seahawks, and they were in the same division as the San Diego Chargers, who was my favorite team.
But you got to play for them.
I did. That's why.
What was that like?
It was good. I mean, I went to the Pro Bowl.
Was Dr. Chow the doctor then?
Yes. You know, I'm probably, because of that season, I'm probably the only person you will ever hear say they hated San Diego. And I hated it because we were losing.
Oh, did you
remember? We were 4-12, so my experience in the city wasn't that good.
I love how you just tell it like it is. Like, I hated it there. It sucked. And we didn't win in San Diego, Texas. We never beat Oklahoma. The entire thing sucked. But, I mean, I met a couple of good friends. I love the fact that you just tell it like it is, bro.
It didn't suck.
I love that. Like, I hate it there. I hate all the people. I hated the food. The weather sucked, too.
I hate you.
I never liked you. Get lost.
Hey, that's what you want. You want the truth, right?
I do. I think it's refreshing. This is the most refreshing. Hey, Carver Hyde, this is the most refreshing interview I've ever done. He hasn't said anything good about anybody. I love this guy.
But I love myself.
What up, kid? And he's got a pimp hat. I love it. I mean, listen, Eric walked through Radio Row, and I mean, there was like 1,000 women that hit on him. In less than 20 minutes. I mean, it was incredible. Even the camera lady. I mean, it was everybody. I mean, I've never seen anything like it. So you got one of my coaches fired. Do you have anything bad you want to say about the Steelers on top of that? While you're here, you might as well sprinkle some more joy on me. I'm a season ticket holder. I fly in for all the games. I blow a lot of money.
I don't ever want to say anything.
I hated you. Because I hate that Metcalf guy. I liked his dad.
That's because you didn't have to.
That's because I'm old.
Right. Your team didn't have to play him twice a year. But
right.
I honestly can say that the Steelers organization is a great organization. I mean, as a Brown, I'm supposed to hate them, but I respect that what they do. Mm-hmm. You know, they've had four coaches in their existence, right? So they have a culture. They win a lot of games. Mike Tomlin has never had a losing season. So
never. I think he's a great coach.
I do too, and that says a lot about what they're doing. And I think a lot of organizations that try to be like them.
So after you got done with your illustrious career, multi Pro Bowls, you name it, you did it all. What was that culture shock like when you stopped playing? What was that for you like? I talked to a lot of my friends that played in the league, and they all tell me this bizarre experience of when it ends.
You know, it was kind of easy for me because I ended up coaching high school track, a little bit of high school football, and then I moved into coaching track on the collegiate level. But I actually started coaching track while I was still playing.
Where were you coaching collegiate?
At University of Washington.
Oh, at Washington, up in Seattle.
Yeah, so that was okay. And because I ended up getting traded a couple times towards the end of my career and becoming a free agent and moving around, by that time it's like,
I want you to know this last thing before I let you go. I in high school, I tried to do the pole vault. I tore my quadricep running with that giant pole down into the track, and then I was halfway down and it shredded. I was out for like 6 months. It was awful. Dude, you're a badass. I love talking to you.
Thanks for stopping
by and hanging out with us. The great Eric Metcalf, he played for all those communist teams against my Steelers. He was never very good. He got a bunch of people fired. He didn't like playing anywhere. He loved Cleveland. He said he loves the weather there and fat chicks. I couldn't believe he said that to me. I couldn't even believe he said it. He said, put your pimp hat on and go. Go on, son. They were going through the motions. They were lifeless.
I don't like that or condone that at all.
I play it straight up, yo.
So anyway, Pharrell back in L.A., this is a disaster, this room. I mean, honestly.
No, this can't happen again. There's a new rule. I know my boy Gabe, best in the biz, this guy's a workaholic. Like, it's tumbleweed time. We got guys taking down sets. You know, it's just like, honest
it's
to God,
just
like,
a disaster.
It's almost depressing. Like, everyone's got the cardboard boxes, and we're sitting here going, what?
But,
like,
but
what's
listen,
going on?
There's a party going
on. Oh,
yeah,
no, you hear the party?
There's like 20,000 people in there.
Yeah, oh, for sure there is.
And we're out here like.
Hi,
I'm
Blackjack,
in the yard at
Blackjack
San Quentin
with Cam.
So anyway, when you play, tell me about your. Tell me about your blackjack history.
Well, I learned blackjack when I was about 6 years old from my Chinese buddy's dad. He was a real gambler. Like, this guy used to play all the games. But I didn't really learn, you know, mini Bach and Baccarat and stuff. I stuck to blackjack because it's my game. So I learned the numbers, the combinations, bus cards, hands, whatever. I got the formula. Basically, in my mind, they'll give you a card at the casino. You can follow it. I'm a little bit more aggressive than the card. The one advice I'd give to people playing blackjacks is this. Don't screw around. Don't, because your wife yelled at you or had a bad day, go, I'm going to hit 17. Do the exact, whatever you do, like if you hit 12s against a face, do it every time. Don't just go, you know what I mean? Because you will lose. You will lie in bed. You will stare at walls. And that combination of mistakes that you did will put you on tilt. It's like gambling, Scotty. You know when you're on a bad run. You're trying to figure it out. It's bad. Just have patience. Do the right thing. Make the same move every time. If you hit 16 against a face card, yeah, I do every time. Don't just, ooh, I'm not going to do it this time. Especially, and playing with one person and two people at the table is fine. The minute all the tourists get there, no offense to the state of Wisconsin, you meet a lot of nice Badger fans there, but, you know, they're hitting 18s and stuff. I'm like, what are you doing, bro? Like, you got a winning hand. The dealer's got a six. You stay on 18. Like, I don't think people understand the concept. 2, 3, 4, 5, you know, six are death cards for
the
dealer.
What, you know what was funny is that you sit there and watch some tourists screw it up. Gambling Kenny would call him out right at the table.
Oh, no, I'm not a bad guy. I'll go up to the guy and say, listen, Wisconsin Badger, you're a wicked guy. I love drinking with you. I love partying with you. But, you know, I don't sit down at tables or do things that I don't understand. Like, my brother worked on a crab boat. I don't know what the hell we're crab boat. Like, you know what I mean?
I've had crabs.
No, it's jigs. Yeah, like that. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
but ever just call them out like, bro, you just cost everybody money.
Yes, you're an idiot.
Get up and go home.
I don't do it that bad. Please. I just go, listen, if you don't know what you're doing, just ask first and I'll give you the percentage play. It's your damn money. And if the guy keeps on doing it, I'll leave and say it's been a pleasure drinking with you, sir. I'm gone. He gone. That's the way it works.
Oh, my God. There can't be anything more frustrating than that. When you sit down at a table and there's an
idiot. That's why you play alone. You play alone or with seniors in the morning. That's all I do.
But when there's an idiot that wrecks it.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't think that's bad?
Of course it is. That's why I stay at the Suncoast. It's a locals casino.
Right.
You think people rolling in at 8 o'clock and they're 9 o'clock in the morning at the Suncoast don't know to play blackjack if they're sitting at the damn table? That's the beautiful thing about it. I'm playing with people who know what the hell they're doing.
Right.
And I have a better chance to win. I got smoked in the Super Bowl with the Niners, but that stupid last touchdown by the Chiefs killed all my teasers. I was winning everything with my buddy Vizine Vince, huge Niner fan. I leave that. I go up to my girlfriend. I go, honey, I really screwed up. What do you do? I lost thousands on this game. I go, you know what I'm going to do? I got a plan. You gotta have faith in your man, the Bear. He's going to get it done. I sat down at the table methodically, 400, walk. Da-da-da-da-da. Next session, up 250, hit the road. Come back. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can't take them for 5 or 10 dimes, but you methodically win. You take your little kitty, you stash it away, and you methodically get back everything that you lost in the Super Bowl and make thousands.
Look at the Prime Minister, Moppy.
Anyway, I got a rule. I got to do Moretti's show later, and he's pissed. We got to go grab a pizza. Right, love you, brother.
All right, I love you. All right,
back, Mafia.
All right, the Prime
Hey, Mafia,
Minister.
Can I keep that 49-cent jack you gave me? I need it for the shows next week. Thank you.
You're the man. Have a great vacation, Prime Minister. My man, Cam Stewart from the Great White North. He runs the country. He is double-fisted tonight with a White Claw and a IPA that Mafia gave him, the Strongman IPA. Mafia went to the Trader Joe's. I mean, it is so awful. There's some guy with a jackhammer in here. This guy.
We've got a NASCAR crew over on the corner.
We got an NASCAR crew. And then we also had last night there was a bomb threat. So last night there was a bomb threat. And I'm in here, this is just.
And there was apparently a bomb threat that nobody told us except Sheriff Man. Like, no security or cops or anybody came and said, hey, just so you know, this was going on around this building.
So I have this, club I can go to in the airport, high-end club or whatever. I'm not even going to say the name of it, but I can't. I'd rather be there, like sitting there right now, just absolutely Gandhi, 5-star. Like, you know, what do they call them? They're like clubs. They're waiting clubs for your flight, right. Whatever.
Like the lounges.
I'm in a really good one. I have a really good one, and I'm lucky I have it. And I you know, when I go to airports, I go there, and they have a bar, they have food, they have like everything, giant sofas, giant recliners. It's just unbelievable. Meanwhile, I'm sitting in here, there's people with jackhammers and saws, and I mean, I don't know. I'm like, what is there, one other show in the whole building? I mean, this is embarrassing. Like, it really is. Like, I'm not even going to, we're sitting in here. It's like, what is happening to me? I just don't even. I got some party going on behind me with 20,000 people. I mean, I have seen it all. I have seen it all, Mafia. And I'm also with my back to it, right? So I'm just staring at these other schmoes doing a show over here. And, you know, they just hate us. They hate us. And I hate them, too. I just wanted to say that. And I also think, I said earlier, like Wednesday or Thursday, that they're fat and ugly. And that I want to beat their ass.
Just because of that?
Yeah, I just want to go over there and just punch them in the face. Because they're fat and ugly.
You're such a warm and caring person, always.
I do. I want to play ball. I'd rather be playing ball. I'd rather be at the
normally he's a nice lounge. Guy. Don't judge him from this meeting alone.
I just want to be happy and go to the lounge or play ball. Instead, I'm here and I'm trapped. I'm in Leavenworth. I'm doing federal time at this point. I got to tell you as well that my bag is 100 pounds. I mean, this bag is so heavy that, I mean, I may have rotator cuff surgery.
Are you going to get it on the plane without having to get the extra charge? Because I know you got the extra weight now because you're in first class on the way back, but you just bought a bunch of swag over at the NFL shop for the family. Is that going to put it over the top here?
Well, I don't know because I'm going to wear, oh my God, the concert going on behind me. Honestly, it is just beyond me what's happening to me. It really is. So anyway, I'm going to wear the one hoodie, the Super Bowl hoodie I'm going to wear. I'm going to wear that to the airport because my other one is buried deep in my bag. And it's retrievable, but it's not, you know, why move it now? I just need to put the one on, and then I somehow have to squeeze the other two hoodies into this bag. And I don't believe that I can do it. That's how packed it is. I don't know. It's going to be a close call. I think I might be able to get him in there, but it's a disaster. Now, one of the advantages I have is that I'm in first class. So they have giant overhead bins. They're giant. You can put a body in there. They're not like the coach ones.
Right.
The coach ones are teeny. You can't fit anything in them. This giant duffel bag packed with 120 pounds in it, it will go in that overhead by itself. Yeah, it's so huge, the overheads in the first class, that it's just automatic. I'm just automatic. I'm going to get in there automatic. Now, they may not like me, and that's their prerogative. They could have that. They can dislike me all they want. But I am coming in there hot, and I am going to, I'm going to hit, believe it or not, because you know me, I'm going to hit a Starbucks, and I'm going to drink a heroin coffee. B, I'm going to sleep the entire flight. I mean, 15 minutes after I drink the heroin coffee, I'm gonna sleep, and I'm gonna sleep all the way to Newark, literally to the last 20 minutes. When the guy, you know, is there anything worse than the guy that he wakes you up with 30 minutes ago? We're beginning our descent into New York City. Ladies and gentlemen, put your seat backs in their upright position. And I just wanted to say we're sorry that we woke you up in the middle of your sleep.
That's the stuff he gave me. 8.4. That's pretty high.
Whoa,
like the dangerous beers in Canada, there's one called Fax, like Fax Me Your Resume, 10%. That's an 8. You get a beer over like 6.5.
You called it Strongman. It's not called Strongman. It's called Boatswain Double.
Boatswain Double
Twin
IPA.
Twin Screw Steamer.
8.4%. Let's go.
No, is that like my is that like my Cleveland Steamer?
Oh yeah, you told me too. I'll tell you how it goes. I'm gonna order that bidet too when I come back. So no more bad toilet paper at
no more
hotels.
Those problems.
No,
are
no, no, seriously. I'm so sick and tired of washing my ass in the shower. It sucks. Bent over like a loser. Come on now.
The views expressed on this show are not necessarily those of its host.
You know what I mean, though. You know what I mean.
All inquiries should be made to Mike Cardano at SportsGrid Radio Inc. Last night, I had a bunch of people narking me out on this thing.
Well, we all got in trouble this week. That's what we do.
Yeah, I just...
Don't worry, I'll get mine now.
I just want you to know I didn't lose any sleep at all.
Well,
it's Pharrell and Avenge.
When it comes to getting trusted sports gaming strategies and info, you can ask your dumb friend Kevin.
Duh!
Or you can just listen to us. We recommend
us.
And we won't ask to borrow your car either. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network. You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench with Scott Pharrell.
All right, Pharrell on the Bench. So I was just looking at the NBA tonight, and I know that the Hornets are blowing out the Pistons. Dave, are you headed home right now? So, huh? Yeah, I'm on right now. Put that on real quick. We'll say goodbye. Dave Sharapan's here. He's just getting ready to drive. I have to ask you a question. So you told me last night. Well, let's tell two stories. One, you told me last night that you would drive from Las Vegas to L.A. to go to a Kings game.
Yep.
And then jump in the car after the game and drive back.
Did it a few times.
Dude, that's 8 hours.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we drove fast. So we usually got there. We timed it right. We would get here in about 3:20, hang out, go to the game, right from the parking lot back home, late, 3.5 hours. Yeah, about 7 hours on the road just to see a hockey game.
Dude, what is wrong with you?
There was no team in Vegas.
You could fly in 45 minutes for $70.
I was working with guys that were making $10 an hour at the book. They wanted to see a hockey game. They didn't have the money to fly.
So they're like, let's drive.
Let's drive. I rode in the back. I just said, all right, let's go. I wanted to see the game. I didn't have to drive. I never had to drive on those trips. I had guys
you just
that were
slept
driving.
In the car?
Passed out immediately.
Passed out.
Done. Wake up. Hockey game. Pre-game skate. My favorite part of the game was always the pre-game skate. Watch the game. Back home.
Boom.
Done.
So last night, you tried to take me into the woods.
I did.
And drive me to Charles Manson's plot of land where he killed people. And you tried to kill Pharrell.
I did. What are you doing to me? Where are you taking me? Where are you taking me out there? Where are we going right now? You're trying to kill Pharrell. I was dying laughing. I was driving. Tears were coming out of my eyes because I missed an exit, and we came back through the zoo drive. There wasn't any lights.
Nothing.
It didn't look like we were in the middle of nowhere.
I was in a canyon.
It was some like abandoned
train yard. I was in a canyon by the river.
It was bad. It was bad.
He took me deep into the woods.
I was nervous.
The prime minister's going through your stuff.
Oh, no.
That's a problem.
Uh-oh.
So the guy drives me through the woods, over a hill, into a ravine. I thought I was Aaron Hernandez. Like he was going to...
You had Mafia in the car. We weren't getting anywhere. You had your man with you.
I said to you, I go, hey, we're going to get out of the car. I'm gonna beat your ass.
You did. You said, if you think you're going to kill for, I'll kick your ass first.
I said, I will beat you like a rented mule.
What was even better, too, is that you've got this abandoned train yard we're driving next to on this dark road up in the hills. Then there's just some random people parked on the side of the road.
That was strange.
But I was right about that. I was right. They were all shooting heroin.
They were doing something.
They were all shooting heroin. Everyone. No one parks in the middle of nowhere with their car running in the middle of nowhere in a canyon, in a ravine, in a wooded area with nothing but Charles Manson. You park your car there, you are shooting heroin.
They were doing something.
And there was a guy in the driver's seat of every car. I thought it was like a bad porno movie.
It looked like every car was solo, though.
It did.
They were.
I don't know where the other person was.
Out.
They were all spaced. It was weird.
And
that
there was only
weird.
One person in every that car. I mean, I'm telling you, that was an H strain. They were all doing heroin. Maybe the guy did a drive by and sold him the H, and then one by one they just jimmy up the rubber band and go.
I don't know. Yeah, it's
and then
possible.
They fall asleep with that thing in their hand, and then Popo knocks on the window. Open the car door. And then they get busted with a needle in their arm.
Nobody was coming
they
to find them.
They pass out with the needle in their arm in the car.
That was a dark road. I don't think anybody was coming to find them. I don't think so. That was strange.
I thought he was trying to kill us last night, man. I really did. Did you think he was trying to kill us? Because he said to me, he goes, you know, it's only 15 minutes to the hotel. After like 25 minutes, I'm still driving. And I looked and I'm like,
it was
I'm like in a deep wooded area. I was like, what is happening here? I go, are you trying to kill me or something?
It was
are you going to kill Pharrell?
Yeah, that's what you kept saying. You kept going third person, which was killing me.
Well, listen.
It was so funny.
You also, we also had an almost near-death experience on the freeway with driver Dave here, big old driver Dave, you know. Dave, actually, we're doing, you know, 80 miles an hour. And then Dave's like, oh, there's our exit. And he pulled over and there was someone right there doing like 90. And I looked in the window mirror because I'm a guy that does not like to be a passenger. So I trust me only. So I'm looking in the thing. I'm like, whoa, bro, look out. And then he swung the car back to the left. And I was like, bro, you're trying to kill Pharrell.
Just like that. I said,
you do not want this on your hands.
You don't want to kill Pharrell. You're trying to kill
Pharrell.
Dave
Sharapan was arrested for driving dangerously, reckless driving, and manslaughter. The death of Pharrell on the bench.
The rental has lane assist, so I knew as soon as I got there, I was coming
back.
Didn't
know Shaq.
And that car
you
came
didn't know
by.
Shaq.
I didn't
like,
see that
you're
car.
You're like, sorry, look out. He was like, lane swerve. I was like, whoa, the whole car tipped on two wheels. I was like, what is going on here? Mafia saw the whole thing. I'm not even making it up. I was like,
oh, no,
we got back. We got back to the hotel. I got out of the car. I go, hey, you don't mind if I get out here, do you? Because I'm scared to death of you.
You had to
I was
change
like,
your shorts.
So when he drove down the ramp to the parking garage, I go, did mommy stay in the car with you?
No, you both got out.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He got out. And then I went to him. We went to the elevator, and I go, Jesus, man, do you think that guy was trying to kill us? Are you going to... Listen, I have massive snots in my nose from working in this frozen.
Oh, it's so
we're in
cold
an ice box. It's like an ice refrigerator.
Man, is it cold in here.
You know, if you ever want to bury a body, bring him to the L.A. Convention Center. You could leave it cool in here for years.
Oh.
No one would even smell it. You're sweating because you're drinking double-fisted 8% alcohol beers, and he's drinking vodka splashed White Claw. He goes, I just put a little hit in it, and he takes the whole bottle of vodka and pours in like a five-fold shot.
Yeah.
So now you're gonna you're actually gonna drive back to Vegas tonight?
No, I'm going back to the hotel. Going back to the hotel, sleeping, and then going to Vegas in the morning.
Oh, so you're gonna get a good night's sleep then?
Yeah. No, I'm flying. I'm flying from Burbank.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
You're not
flew.
Even driving.
No, I'm not driving. No,
you
no.
You got
no,
a rental
no,
car that you try to kill
car.
Me in.
I try
and
to
then
kill
you're gonna
you.
Fly
yes,
home.
Yes, I'm flying home.
So
yes.
You go Burbank to Vegas.
Burbank to Vegas, and then
up and down in an hour.
Up and down, in 1 hour tops.
Boom.
That's it.
And then you'll be home tomorrow doing what?
Tomorrow running around with the kids. I don't know. We have practice or what, and then...
What's the matter, my prime minister? Yeah, look.
He's going to Vegas. We're trying to figure out... No, that's fine, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Your boy, the prime minister. Yeah. You got to hook up with prime minister in Vegas.
I know.
He's
going to be playing horses.
He'll buy you breakfast at
DuPars
out at
the
Suncoast.
Breakfast at DuPars?
Party
naked.
Ponies with the seniors.
Oh, woo, woo. Oh, woo, woo. Oh, woo, woo.
Front to back. Go to DuPars. Crush your breakfast. Crush horses.
Mafia.
How many years has Cam been in the media business? Like, right now he's completely the guy who did the live stream. He walks up and is like, hey, man, just like having a conversation. He's like, dude. We're on the air. What are you doing? You don't have a mic. Get out of the way.
Prime Minister, No, yeah, we're on. But the best part of the show was you standing in front of it for an hour. I don't use the camera. I don't want any part of the camera. As I'm fondling my onions, I don't want any.
Are you flying home like this?
I am. No, I bought this. You want to see what I bought? It only cost me $300.
Here's an update. Now we have heavy machinery involved in this room.
Oh, I bought fantastic. This.
Look at that's the one. That's the one.
It's kind of
right
badass.
That's
you
really
think.
Nice. Yes.
So I'm going to go home in that, and I'm going to look like Al Davis a little
bit.
Yeah,
just win, baby.
I'm just going to roll in looking like that. Oh, and I have a pair of sweats in my bag in Vinny's car, and I think I'm going to take these off because these are
a little tight.
I mean, these are like not the nutcracker sweet.
Yeah.
Like that.
I mean, they look good. You pull it off, but, I mean, they're a little.
It's just awful.
You can't fly home in those.
It's awful. I need to change into loose onion draggers. Like, I'm going to have a pair of Adidas sweats. Down to my ankles, loose.
Now, will you sleep?
I'll sleep the whole flight.
Oh,
I have no problem sleeping.
Okay, good. That's me
I'm
too.
In first class, dude. I don't roll. I don't roll. I can't.
Forgot.
Listen, I can't go. I've said this a million times. I can't go anywhere on coach. My family, if I go to California or the Caribbean or whatever, we go first class because I will punch someone in the face.
Yeah, you can't do it.
I'm not. You don't want to mess with me on a
flight. Definitely not.
And I'm just listen, don't touch me, dude.
Yeah.
I got dudes bumping me sleeping on me, snoring on me, farting on me.
No.
I can't have it.
Can't.
So I'm 6'4". I need room, and I need to be left alone.
Yeah.
And I don't even drink or anything. I just get high anxiety when I'm in a place
too tight.
When I'm like this. I flew once from Vegas, so I was at a fight, and I'm like a heavyweight fight. And they screwed up my flights. And I said, listen, I got to get home. And I don't have time for this. So they said, well, we can get you to San Francisco and to New York today. We can do that. And I said, what's the problem? They go, well, you're going to be in coach. And I was like, oh, my God, because they know I don't fly coach.
Oh, no.
And I go, come on. There's like, there's no flight. In fact, there's none tomorrow either. And I go, well, what do I got to do? She goes, you got to sit in coach. So I get on this plane from Vegas to San Francisco, and no problem. It was like 2 hours. I got through it. But when I got to San Francisco, I had to get on a plane for 6 hours.
To New York.
Now listen, 6 hours, and I was in row 37, next to the urinal.
Oh,
and
no.
I was in the last row, and my knees were in my chin.
Worst
and for
flight
6 hours, I sat like this. And when I got to New York, I literally had to be carried like a stiff box off the plane to the baggage claim. When I got up, I couldn't stand. And like I had to have people help me. They're like, what's wrong with him? And I was like trying to rock in a seat. And I was I was crippled. I was, I had atrophy. And I finally said to my wife, I called her, I go, I will never, for the rest of my life, ever fly coach, ever again. And I never have. And
that was
like
it? That was the last time?
That was 20 years ago.
Wow.
So I'd bend over and take it like a champion.
Whatever the price.
This one was $1,500.
Right.
I don't even care. I refuse to be miserable. And then, you know, whatever. I don't care what anybody thinks.
That's fine.
Like, I'm like, I have a real problem being boxed, caged. This like
oh,
this.
We got
6'4", 220. I got some guy next to me making love to me. I can't have it.
Can't have Pharrell. Box.
I don't even like. I'm like, listen, bro, don't touch me, and we'll get along great. You and me, I'll buy you drinks. You touch me,
that's it. I'll kill you.
I'm gonna kill you.
I'll kill you.
You know.
Do you remember that line from Stripes?
I'll
touch me.
Listen,
I
love
Francis,
you,
Francis. I'll kill you.
I had a blast with you in L.A.
Man,
you're a great
sure,
dude. You're a great
awesome.
Dude.
Awesome.
I like him. He's a real dude.
We'll be in touch.
We'll get you on the show.
Yeah. We'll do some stuff.
I haven't had you on Coast to Coast. We'll get you on there.
All right.
Have a great trip back to Vegas.
You have a good trip too, brother.
All the best with the family. Keep kicking ass and taking names. I love you.
Keep knocking them down,
baby. I'm
going to
knock them down tomorrow, 9 a.m. Playing tomorrow, 9 a.m., son. All right. It's Pharrell on the Bench from L.A., and everyone else is gone but us. We're losers. With people. Everybody expects every team in the effing league to win the Super Bowl. One team wins. The rest of them lose.
Nothing for you.
How about that? One last indignity.
Ferrell back in L.A. I just saw an old friend of mine from Fox Sports Radio, Ben Maller, who I worked with many years ago in L.A. And he's like, wow, it's been that long, 22 years since I've seen him. And I'm like, what's up, bro? It's great to see you. That's cool. He's like, how's it going out there? I said, well, it's awesome. I like doing what I'm doing. I said, but I wish I lived here like I always did. You know what I mean? I like living here. I like being here. I like, you know, surfing here, going here, coming here. I come here all the time, San Diego and L.A. and stuff like that for, like, vacations. And people say, like, who wants to go to that hectic place? Well, Mafia, how was the weather this week here?
Absolutely gorgeous the whole week.
I mean, it was 85 and sunny every
beautiful.
Day.
Beautiful. Even when we're hanging out after the show in the afternoon, just singing, it's like 75. You're sitting out in the sun, having a beer.
Even at night, when we go home to the hotel, it's like 64 degrees or something.
Right.
58, 62.
It's been colder in this building than it has been outside.
It's way colder in this building than outside. It's way, way colder in here. And honestly, there are tractors in here now and forklifts. I am literally in the middle of a construction zone. They're building a skyscraper in here while I'm doing the show. It is unbelievable. I have seen it all. All right, we got another hour to go. Hopefully, we'll see our boy Denny Bernstein. I think Morenci went to get pizza. There's a lot happening here. There's a lot of noise, chaos, concerts, nudity, violence. It's Ferrell on a Bench.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.